listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real, take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Red Pill Hardcore. I am Prince of All Hosts. I am V. Rocking with you here tonight. That in the background is Luca. Luca Mino is joining us tonight. Right here on RBN, brought to you by TLBTalk.com, the one and only true free speech social network. I say true.
No. Stay seated. Come on, guys. Stay seated. No. None of that. No. Come on. Thank you. Stay seated. Come on. Whoa. Not undressed yet. Hang on.
And, you know, I want to go ahead and follow up with last night, because we talked about some things that...
Uh-oh. Am I in trouble?
Well, you know, I actually want to send this over to Mike, and I'm going to do that now, if I can here. This is because we talked about Elon Musk, and you mentioned like how, you know, everyone's so excited because he's going to bring back free speech. And I told you that was just not going to be the case.
I didn't say that. I was saying that, you know, everybody was so happy that he was doing it.
Well, you voiced it, but it's...
Not the case.
It's not going to be the case. It's not going to be... Because he's a businessman. He's a businessman first. He's absolutely... he's business first. He didn't become the richest man in the world with being a dumb business person. You know, he far surpasses Donald Trump. You know, as much of a great businessman he is, quote unquote, actually inheriting his money and then messing up tons and tons of business deals. But I digress. We have somebody here who is a business genius. And I did state that, if it's a good deal, then it's probably going to work somewhere in the lines of how you brought up BlackRock.
Yeah.
You know, getting it where it's good.
When you're at that level, I don't care what anybody says, when you're at that level, either financially or up there with the politicians, blah, 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 there's no way. You know, and what I actually brought up was the percentages that somebody else had shared that I ended up being corrected on by Roger this afternoon, by Roger Landry, who corrected me this afternoon by saying it was not actually, you know, 9% that he bought only. It was the whole thing. So it's really, you know, it's not for the people at all. And it really stinks a lot of that.
Well, I'm going to have to double check that. As far as I know, it was 9.2%.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to double check that. But what I have for you right here is Serpentza. That's his YouTube channel. This guy I've been watching off and on for quite some time. He was a bodyguard, I believe, for some special interest people in China for years. And so he has his YouTube channel. Just it's basically a tell-all about anything that's Chinese. So if there's anybody out there who knows things about China news and culture, is this guy. I mean, he became immersed in it for 14 years. So, but let's. I want you guys to hear what he has to say about this. Go ahead, Mike.
Elon Musk. He's a divisive man, but he's a very important man, and what he's doing right now has some serious repercussions that we all need to pay attention to. Love him or hate him, Elon Musk is a business superstar. The guy is a genius when it comes to business. He is the richest man in the world, and as such, he is incredibly influential. I am, just like Elon Musk, a South African. I was born and grew up in South Africa under similar circumstances. So I do sometimes understand his motivations when he does certain things. I can kind of understand where that's coming from. Having grown up in a similar atmosphere does shape your vision of the world. And it is incredible to see just how big he's grown throughout the years. All the incredible things he's managed to do from a business perspective. All of the fields of tech. The changes he's made to the world by bringing Tesla to the forefront. All of his stuff to do with space and everything else. Now, love him or hate him. Like I said, he's a very divisive man. You cannot deny that he is a big force in the world today. And the enemies and the friends that he's made along the way during his meteoric rise are important, specifically one friend that he's made, and that is the Chinese government. This recent shakeup with Twitter, Elon Musk, first of all, courting the idea of buying Twitter, buying some shares, and then outright just putting down an offer to buy the whole thing, has gotten the world in a bit of a tiz right now. I personally, what I think about Twitter is that if it went away tomorrow, I'd be a happier person. I don't like the site. It is very important to engage with people, and if you want to keep abreast of the latest cutting-edge news, sharing information, interacting with certain people, it is a very valuable tool, and it has been described as the world's town square. Twitter is a very flawed platform. It does have very obvious biases when it comes to political leanings and so forth. Now, there are many people, rightly so, cheering on the fact that Elon Musk is going to buy Twitter or has bought Twitter. And the reason is that they now want to see a little bit of payback. They want to see the pendulum swing the other way. They want it to be an open platform that's more free and doesn't punish certain ideologies and promote other ideologies. And I get that. It's a great idea. I love this idea of having a freedom of speech and an open forum. And what Elon is saying sounds great for anyone who's a proponent of freedom of speech. The problem is that recently, Twitter's been doing a very good job at labeling Chinese state-affiliated media. Now, this is something very important because the Chinese government has been taking advantage of Western social media for the longest time. And they use it to push propaganda and soft power on the rest of the world and also silence criticism of the Chinese government abroad. Now, this is not free speech. When you have a country like China that does not allow free speech within the borders of the country, and in fact block Twitter within the borders of China, for them to use a free open social media platform like Twitter as a tool to censor people and to sow misinformation and disinformation is not something that should be considered freedom of speech. And herein lies my biggest concern. Elon Musk has many ties to the Chinese government. Not only does he have his gigafactory in Shanghai and various other plants operating within the borders of China, but the market for Tesla in China is the second largest outside the rest of the world. There's a lot of incentive for Elon to keep the powers that be in China very happy in order to continue to expand his business and, in fact, utilize the Chinese labor force, utilize Chinese resources, and also China's monopoly on certain types of rare earths and other metals such as nickel, which they're getting into right now, which in the future could lead to a dependency on China for certain parts essential to building electric vehicles, specifically in battery technology. One only has to look at some of the interactions Elon Musk has had with the Chinese government in the past. Praising the Chinese government on their 100th anniversary of the Communist Party, for instance. Deflecting any real criticism of the CCP whenever he's asked by journalists about the human rights abuses and other allegations against the Chinese government, building a showroom in Xinjiang at the height of the allegations of cultural genocide and all of the human rights atrocities that are going on right there. You can see that as a shrewd businessman, he knows how to deal with the Chinese government. He knows how to make them happy so that he can profit and his business can grow within the borders of China. He knows how to do this. And this is my biggest worry, is will he then use Twitter as a way to appease the Chinese government? When they lean on him and they tell him that they're going to shut down his factories or that, you know, he's going to get into trouble for X, Y, and Z, will he then turn around and say, don't worry about it, I will then censor those dissidents on Twitter on your behalf. I will allow your Chinese state propaganda to have a bigger voice and promote it even more on Twitter just to appease the Chinese government. Do you see where my concerns are coming from here? I mean, if one were to stand back and look at Elon's actions with regards to the Chinese government, you would think that he's putting the technology of electric vehicles and the idea of growing Tesla and various other things way above human rights. So as we move forward with this whole situation of Elon Musk buying Twitter, I genuinely hope that he does stick to his principles of free speech and does not allow the Chinese government to influence what happens on Twitter. The Chinese government has proved very well over the past few decades that they are really, really good at manipulating people in power as long as they've got some leverage over them. And the fact that Elon has so much tied up in the Chinese market and so much tied up in China as with regards to his factories and so on, you can see that they have a lot of leverage over him. And he won't really have any power to push back. Doesn't matter if you're the richest man in the world. You try to push back against the Chinese government, they'll just kick you out. They'll just confiscate all your factories. They'll take all your IP. They'll take everything, and you can't do anything about it. So, pushed into a corner, he may do something to appease the Chinese government with regards to Twitter. Please keep a close eye on this. Everybody out there, you can celebrate if you're happy about this acquisition. You can moan about it if you're not. But as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum you're on. What we need to do is make sure that the Chinese Communist Party's influence does not creep into Western social media even more. They already have their claws in Quora and TikTok, Douyin, and various other outlets out there. And they're very good at manipulating social media. That's what the whole 50 Cent Army is all about. So let's just hope that they don't get a very strong foothold in Twitter. Like I said, whether you love or hate the man, Elon Musk, we need to hold him to a higher standard. We need to hold him to his own standards when it comes to free speech. And we're going to have to call him out if he slips up with the Chinese Communist Party. Thank you for watching. And until next time, you know the drill. As always, stay awesome.
All right. Yeah. So, double checking what I had said. And yes, he only has 9.2% of Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll follow it up with Roger. We'll ask him, you know, ask him what he thinks, because...
No. Roger's got to follow with us. I'm seeing everything updated right here. Every single link says 9.2%.
That's what I offered him. Yeah. But quickly, let me just throw in what I think about all this. It's on the heels of what I said before this. I think that it's when you're up that high and you're up that level, you're doing what they tell you to do. And I think Elon is just another part in the puzzle, just like Gates is, just like, you know, Fauci is, just like anybody else. Just to, you know, because they're, what works in China is going to be brought over here. What works in Australia is going to be brought over here. That's what I believe. I think it's little play by play to see, test the population, see how they're going to react, you know, and close the noose.
Okay, so it is the confusion here is that Elon has spent 2.8 or 2.9 billion for that 9.2%. But what's being offered up on the table is for him to buy all of Twitter for $44 billion. So I don't know if he's actually bought it all yet, but if he does, it's a $44 billion deal.
What Roger has attempted to say today, yeah, that he did buy all of it. And, you know, that must make the left start freaking out completely. I mean, you know, I got thrown off the reason why I got thrown off Twitter was my post was up there for 1 minute with the BitChute movie in big letters, Israel gets rid of the Kennedy brothers. Oh boy. It didn't last a week. It didn't last a minute. My screen went blank. And then the next thing you see is your Twitter account has been permanently suspended. So there you go. Yeah. Oh, that was a big one. So, no, I don't think so. That's what I mean. It up that high, no. I think he's just another player. I really think even Putin is a player to some degree. Like he just said in the video, you can't move. You can't do anything if the big shots are against you. You've had it. That's career suicide. But that's just my humble opinion.
I mean, if anybody could move against him, it would be Putin. He's got his hands on all the resources and all that stuff. So enough to protect his country, enough to have his own sovereignty in that part of the world. He does. He can just as well disconnect. So I'm not gonna put him, you know, as one of the stooges quite yet.
That's just instinct. It's instinct. And like my grandmother says, the truth is always somewhere in the middle. You know, it's always good to know what you're dealing with, you know, what the propaganda is. And she, you know, like you always got to remember what tyranny really is. The best definition of tyranny actually came to me from Roger. He said that it's like they come out with two lies and they invite a heated discussion on which one is true. And they just sit back and laugh and watch everybody fight and divide and conquer because of it. It's so much easier, you know? And everybody falls for it every time. So, like you said, we'll just sit back and watch. You know, we get the pieces. Yeah.
You know, I watch people's mannerisms. Sort of like, I don't know, you remember the Sicilian? That movie, Christopher Walken. Okay. And Crazy Man, he passed away over a decade ago. Anyways, there's the scene where he's saying, you know, she's trying to interrogate this guy about where his son is, and he's like, you know, liars, you know, they have 17 pantomimes. And you know when somebody's lying. It's a really funny scene because the guy ends up explaining to him about Sicilians and how their ancestors are actually Africans. Because they've invaded Europe a couple times there, the Moors. It's sort of like that. I watch people's mannerisms all the time. It's just something what I do when I scan people. It's not about what they're saying all the time. They will lie through their body. And Putin has a demeanor. He has a I don't give a F what you say demeanor. Mm-hmm. His body language says it all. I'm going to do these things. What are you going to do about it? There's times where he's restless. He's fed up.
Oh, yeah. What I read to you about what he said. Yeah, about Ukraine. Absolutely. Yeah.
As far as deceit coming from the guy on issues of Ukraine, I don't see any. Which is scary. With that said, we're going to take a very short break here, and then we have our short segment when we come back. Stay tuned.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Got on the table for today. Let's tease the audience here if we can there, Luca.
Well, this segment of my show is dedicated to Robbie. I'm going to call her RR. And she wants to know more about matriarchy. And I dug up some stuff that proves that our country, you know, the one we stole, was founded on matriarchy for the last 10,000 years or more. And I can prove it. And that's what I wanted to offer tonight. Can you handle that?
Okay, so
it's wicked. It's wild. The first draft of the Constitution was the wampum belt, and now today it's the flag of the Iroquois Nation, and it's squares tied together, like, you know, in a belt, little squares, and in the middle it's a tree. It's not a tree, but I mean it's a triangular shaped entity, and it's all made from beads. And before the ideas of inalienable rights, liberty, and democracy were strung together in words, and they were strung together in beads made of shells in this Iroquois Confederacy wampum belt. And that represents 1,000 years of democratic principles that we Indians shared with our new brothers and sisters, including Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, who openly acknowledged that our contribution formed the basis of the Constitution that was to be. And we the people, as a phrase that began as an ancient Indian phrase, and it's important to the pursuit of all happiness that we the people now means and continues to mean we, all of us, as a family, who are Americans. That's what that was supposed to mean, but that was quickly bastardized and prostituted by you know who. So I just wanted to throw that in. And I would love to show you a difference between the two, what matriarchy and what patriarchy are. That's a good example, because...
You know who's really trying to bastardize the whole "we the people" thing right now? There's this idea going around. The Democrats.
The deep state, yes, the deep state.
Well, the Democrats are trying to say, born on American soil, but what if somebody comes over here, gets pregnant, and then goes elsewhere? I think we should make them American citizens as well.
See, they're trying to change stuff. They're trying to prostitute everything. That's what the Freemasons do. That's what satanic people do. That's what's going on. That's what Zionism is all about. They have to change everything. But what I'm telling you and sharing with you guys tonight is the beginning of what America was. At 22 years after Benjamin Franklin goes to see the Iroquois, and he gets taught about the matriarchal system with two houses that every law has to go through. The women put the chiefs and the leaders in power. It's all women that decided that. And that went out the window. But anyway, that's what we're supposed to be. And since, according to all the prophecies, bad times are coming, this is what's going to end up being reinstituted again. You know, and everybody's going to have their reward. You know, you want to live for materialistic values only, that's what you're going to get. You want to live spiritually, help people, and elevate other people, you're going to be able to help. That's what the whole idea is. Fake people are gone. That's period. That's a fact.
Well, I'll tell you what. Definitely something to talk about. We come back from commercial break. We were definitely going to talk about that. But I want to let people know you can also call in.
Please do, yes.
To the show. Yeah, why not? Please be calling in.
Yes, some Native American friends like from Vancouver. Or, you know, we had a couple of people call in from Indian country today.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so be calling in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Left the keys in the van, but the guy needs hand. Went up in Eastland and shot a policeman. F*** a peace plan, citizen bystands. This shit is in my hands, here's your lifespan. But what your life's worth, this money is twice then. Grab a couple grand and lay up in Iceland. See, I'm a nice man, but money turned me to Satan. I'm thirsty for this green, so bad I'm dehydrating. Hurry up with the cash, bitch, I got a ride waiting. Shot a man twice in the back when he tried skating. I want the whole pie, I won't be denied Nathan. Maybe I need my head inside straightened. Brain contemplating, clean out the register. Dip before somebody catches ya. I'll get to the scripts and sketches ya. The connection was the prime suspect. But I ain't set to flee the scene of the crime just yet. Cause I got a daughter to feed. The $200 ain't enough to water to see. The best thing would be for me to leave Taco Bell and hit up Chess King. And that relationship that spring. Money from the safe in the back. Stepped in, waving the back. Cooperate, and we can operate.
Safe in the back. Yeah. Mercy Ruth. Yeah. You get some matriarchy up in here talking about Mercy Ruth.
Uh-oh.
All right, guys. Yeah. We're going to... I want to open up the boards. I know we have callers, and they always want to call in. We get flooded with calls the last 20 minutes of the show. I would like for you guys to actually call in earlier so we can have some discussions here. Of course, we've got our toll-free numbers, 800-313-9443. But we would like for you to call the local number. Save us some money. 512-248-8252. Once again, that phone number is 512-248-8252. And, you know, call in, have discussion with us. Got some points you want to bring up? Let's talk about it. So, Yeah, got that out of the way. So, yeah, I mean, matriarchy, patriarchy. I often think to myself all the time, and yeah, I'm going to get sexual here for a minute. It's like, man, oh man, boy, do I love a woman in uniform. You know, police officers, you know, service women. It's like, wow, yeah. That's a public servant. I would definitely love to service me. Oh, not even the crickets. No drum snare. All right. Well, anyways. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I don't know. I really. That's a bit of my weakness there. I've definitely been. It's sort of strange with the whole attraction to women in power. I've always had a thing. I think it's sort of like my deal personally, you know, always having female principals and female teachers in school. You know, I think I had one male principal the entire time I went to school. You know, that was a very brief thing. And so there's always a woman there who is in charge, which is, you know, in a world of patriarchy, it seems kind of strange. I know one point in time, I actually, well, first time I ever got bullied, first and only time I ever got bullied, I was a second grader at this elementary school, and I was being bullied by a group of fifth graders. And, you know, I told my dad what was going on, and, you know, the only thing he had to offer to me is the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And that's all he needed to tell me. The next day, after school, you know, everybody's walking out of the school to head towards the buses. I get stopped, and it's a group of fifth graders, and the main one, the alpha male, I guess you would call him, shoved me, and I immediately, it was just reflex. I don't know what it was. I had no fear of any of them. I socked him in the gut. He kneeled over in pain and anguish. The other guys looked at me, looked at each other, and ran towards the buses. I chased each one of them down and planted them into the ground before I got to the bus and got the last one and slammed him up against the bus. I let him on the bus. I got on the bus. Next thing I know, the buses are rolling out. There's something over the radio being said. I couldn't make it out. The bus couldn't leave. I don't know what happened to the kids that I left in my path of destruction, but I didn't see them anymore. I saw the vice principal, beautiful, thick Asian woman, beautiful. She tells this kid to get off the bus. She tells me, get off the bus now. And, you know, two of the kids, she sent them straight to her office. And she looked at me and she said, great job. And she told me to get back on the bus so I can go home. So, I've always had a deep respect for this woman. And she was very, you know, when you talk about matriarchy, she was very you know, it's very in charge. She didn't. There's no doubt about of who's in charge when she was in the room. I think she even intimidated the main principal. Because she was a no-nonsense taking woman. And so that's, when you say matriarchy, I always picture that event in my life.
Kind of the same thing I picture when summer of 1990 in Oka, Quebec, when the settlers want to advance on sacred Indian burial ground for what, an 11-hole golf course, I think it was. So it ended up with the Mohawk warriors on upside down burning police cars. Of course, everybody remembers that. And the Canadian Army face to face. And there comes the women telling the men, you know, with scarred faces and AR-15s to, you know, go home or I kick your ass. You know, go on, go home. Scolding them like little kids, and you see them, oh, okay, you know, and that was it. The women came in and defused everything. Like you said, angry women. Yes, sir. Well, in this case, you know, there wouldn't be any wars with women in charge. There'd be a lot of countries or a lot of people angry at each other, but there wouldn't be any wars. The women wouldn't put up with it. And, you know, this thing about kids, let me just throw this at you. With kids, what would matriarchs do with children? Children, okay, take them into the forest really young. Teach them everything that there is about the plants and about healing properties. Teach them about how to care for nature so that after a while they care about human beings. That's a whole show in itself right there. So what do patriarchs do with kids? Hang on a second. Let's make them, first of all, hate the forest, never go near it by themselves, or else, you know, and then celebrate as you just learn how to celebrate as you destroy it for your own personal gain. Lock you up in a classroom, and then teach, let's see, middle schools about Soros's Black Lives Matters and critical race theory, and then creating a resistance, like a wall between, you know, as if there isn't enough walls already between them and the parents, but let's make them fight when they go home with their family, right? That's a divide and conquer tactic. That's as old as the hills. And then you have the schools setting up something in Illinois called this two-hour thing, where for 2 hours the kids, quote, have to, unquote, talk about their feelings. Oh, well, what about the kids that don't know how to talk about their feelings, that are all pent up because of dysfunctional families? What about, you know, what do you mean talk about their feelings? That's another divide and conquer, because the kids who can really talk easily about it, you know, they'll be either shunned by or looked down to or looked down upon by the other ones. It's all a disuniting tool, one after the other. And the child comes home, and in the first argument, you hear him go, "Nobody in this house cares about my feelings." And that's exactly what they're doing. So it's proof again that patriarchy destroys, and matriarchy, it can't live without, you know, without a bond, without everybody together pulling their weight and making everybody's got a say in making the whole look good and be successful. That's my idea.
Well, absolutely, absolutely, and if, as much as, for example, the Black family has, there's so much social engineering, so many social traps to try to destroy the family in America. So has the, I mean, the prototype for all that is them destroying the Black family. You know, making sure that Black males end up in jail or in prison, making sure that, you know, only the mom is around.
That's on the model first, based on the Native Americans, that worked so well. We'll use it on the Blacks, then we'll use it on the other people. You know, the Blacks were brought in to America by the same people that were using the Native American. The Native Americans said no. They were suiciding themselves at a rate that, you know, they settlers couldn't do anything. So what do? They bring in the black people for that reason to, you know, we got to have slaves. It's crazy. And
right.
This is,
But follow me here, though. You know, the social engineering, for example, having, okay, you know, you have cocaine and crack, which are the same substance, but, you know, crack's put out in the black community, you know, and then, you know, the white community. You get caught with cocaine, oh, it's a slap on the wrist, but you get caught with crack, oh, that's 50 years to life, you know, that sort of scenario. And making sure they put as many black men in prison as humanly possible, because we have a patriarchal system,
yeah.
And it was thought that, okay, well, the black women won't work, or they'll be on welfare, or something like that, and then you've broken up the family.
Yeah.
So,
and then what do you have? In parentheses, I gotta interrupt you because I'm gonna forget. I'm sorry. Rolling Bear has this way of just being blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cinematographer, so I can fantasize about making different scenes up. And I made this scene up with this person that's on this radio program saying, or TV program saying, we've just, you know, invited this person here to talk about, you know, government, because, you know, he's so well informed about government issues and stuff like that. And we have one question for him, you know, big introduction, everything. And then finally they ask him one question: how many generations does it take to destroy a people? And then she goes on and on and on. And finally he looks at her and he says, one. You know, after introducing him, this whole long thing answers in one word. It takes one generation. That's it. And they know it. That's why they're destroying the black people. That's why they destroyed the Native American people before that. That's why they're destroying us today. They know what they're doing. And they know it takes one generation to lose everything that you have in that generation alone. It's scary. It's true, though.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. So, if you've got, you know, all these situations, and so, I mean, I remember seeing other families. I mean, my dad wasn't necessarily always around. I mean, he financially was there, but he had three other families. He had to rotate between us to make Ooh. Sure he gave all his equal time. That's the world of a serviceman, I suppose, being ex-military. Hell, you know what? I have brothers and sisters in the Philippines that I don't even know, never met.
Yeah.
Probably never will meet. But, mean, I've seen this model, this whole, just, you know, the females underneath the patriarchy. So I've seen the women who were denied or threatened to be denied their food stamps if the father ever came back into the child's lives. You know, things like that. You know, government has no right to say or do. This individual's not good for your child. If he ever comes into your life, you know, we're going to take away all your support. And so it's just, and at that, you know, that's tantamount to a death sentence. That's threatening murder. That's manslaughter in a way. What gives them the freaking right?
But you know what? I got news for you. And on another show, we'll talk about it. Or even today, if you want, we'll address it more. But if you, okay, good analogy, Luca. Let's say you have an annoying ex, okay, and she starts threatening, and she starts getting really annoying. The more you let it go, and the more you learn how to be independent the less she can do to you. It's a proven fact. So what you do, you learn how to take care of your food. You start putting water away, putting canned food away. You know, they want to shut your electric off. Okay, fine. You know, they want to take your food stamps away. Okay, fine. What are they going to do? Tell the forest to stop growing food? You know, there's a certain limit that they have to stop bugging you. And if you are prepared for what's coming and you do know how to live 4 days without food or water or both, you know, and you do have some nitwit of a humble spiritual whatever inside you, then, you know, that's what we should be nurturing right now, because the more we can survive without them, fine. The only thing that's going to hurt me is the loss of internet, I have to admit, but that's not here yet. So we can talk all we want about anything and educate as much as we can until then, right?
Right.
Am I babbling again?
Well, no. I have some curveballs to throw at you, but I wouldn't wait till after the commercial break. But before we go to the commercial break, we have some callers here. I want to get a jump start on them, so let's go ahead and go to Maine, line one.
Yeah, hey, I was just wondering, I'm a fan of the show. I listen to the show.
Is this Miles?
Yes, sir.
All right, how you doing, Miles?
Good, buddy. How you been doing?
Uh-huh. We're kicking. We're going. So what do you want to talk about?
I hear you're thinking and everything, but, you know, I hear this about breaking up black families, but, I mean, when you think of the whole thing in perspective, is thug culture helping American families? Is Kamala Harris, you know, she's smoking weed and listening to Tupac, you know, and listening to Snoop.
Well, the thug culture comes from the families with no fathers. These are the boys where the mama couldn't discipline them enough. They no longer want to listen to mother. They're out in the streets.
Exactly.
Mom's at home, worried, sick. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the strong mother that raised the family after even the father might leave or whatever. But here's what I'm going to be. You know, you got Kamala Harris, and you got Jay-Z talking about how they sell dope. Well, who are they selling dope to? They're not selling it to white people. And you got Kamala
Jay-Z
Harris.
Jay-Z is not selling any dope. It's just an image. Jay-Z is not selling any dope. It's just the image they need to sell, and they need to project to sell.
Well, did Snoop Dogg sell any dope?
No. Why would he?
Nobody did. Well,
maybe some of these rappers do before they started rapping, but as rappers, no. No.
Well, where do they get this dope from? Because white people don't go down to the neighborhood into the hood and sell dope. You know what I mean? That just isn't the phenomenon that goes on. But Kamala Harris talks about how she's smoking reefer, listening to Snoop Dogg, and listening to Tupac while she's putting black men in jail. They're doing the same thing.
Can I address the caller for a second? You got to remember where Kamala Harris comes from. You got to remember what her job is to divide America up and to break it up from within. Same thing as Biden. Same thing as almost every single congressman in Congress right now that pledges allegiance to Israel, in parentheses, and not we the people. Okay? Yeah, you're right. She's pitiful. And if I ever see that, I'm not going to say a man or a woman. I'm going to call it an it. If I ever see Caitlyn Jenner, I just shut the TV off. It's so sickening and disheartening and disgusting for me to see that, and that's what they're doing. That's if you want to know what's coming besides the boot on the face, okay, look at California, look at New York, look at Chicago. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, And you know, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, these people, the poor people that are having to undergo this are getting it's coming at them from every angle. So how is it that we address these people that say these things that are, you know, they're absolute hypocrites, yet they're the leaders of our nation. They're the leaders of
how do we address them? They're the selected pawns that are running the country. They're selected by the people on top of them. You know how they say that Biden has his handlers? That's exactly what it is. You know, when you're up that high, there's no such thing as voting people in. It's, you know, there's, what's his name? Roosevelt, sitting there chewing on his cigar, smiling and staring at the camera saying, you know, nobody's elected. You know, they're selected. Every one of them. And,
well, saying is, how do we bridge that where we, as a cumulative, come together and say, this has got to be addressed, and these people have to be banished, you know, from being any type of leader or any type of figure in our society? How do we bridge that? Is there a way?
I was going to say this is why we had in the Native American culture, most tribes would have, you know, this is why they had the democracies that they had. And the shaman lived outside the village. The shaman would come through the village every once in a while. And he would examine everybody, examine the people who talk in these meetings, and would pick out the psychopaths, either kill them on the spot, or let everybody in the village know that this individual is to never hold any kind of power, ever, in the village.
Oh, you're close.
Hey, so,
that is exactly why the psychopaths run everything today, is because we got away from that.
We're allowing it.
Right. Here's the thing here, and what you're saying, D, that I can correlate to, is those people would be shamed by that showman or whoever that leader might be. These people have no shame. They have, they lie continuously and get caught. Look at this Democratic Party. They lie. They get caught. Look at what's going on with Hillary Clinton's attorneys and all this stuff. They get caught out cold.
The people are just waking up. The people are just waking up. When you come back from the break, we'll address more of that.
I want to talk more about this, because this is an interesting question, and I have some more thoughts on it. But we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back on the other side of the top of the hour.
By rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on four pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the three branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. Everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.